Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Netflix focuses on mobile to drive growth. The EU aims to stop anti-competition practices by Google and Facebook launches Messenger Lite. Netflix has just made adjustments to its mobile app following a push to go global. At the beginning of 2016, the video streaming service launched in 130 countries around the world, including many new and emerging markets. The move comes after it saw the quarterly membership increase slow dramatically, reportedly disappointing shareholders. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Chief Product Officer at Netflix, Neil Hunt, said that due to increasing mobile use in developing markets like India, the company has had to redesign its mobile app in order to suit slower internet speeds and higher levels of mobile use. Hunt said that Netflix had moved to a more native app, which is smaller and requires less constant internet connectivity, and which would give the best picture for the least data. He also added that the move from laptop or TV screens to mobile required a redesign, saying that the app would present fewer choices, not just small artwork, more densely presented. The EU is expected to fine Google's parent company Alphabet under anti-competition practices. Antitrust regulators from the EU plan to order Alphabet to cease paying mobile phone makers to pre-install Google apps such as Google Play Store or its search app onto their phones. Google received a 150-page document from the EU competition enforcer in April 2016, accusing it of using Android's dominant position to shut out rival app makers. The document told the company that it could not punish or threaten smartphone manufacturers in order to make them comply. It also added that the commission intends to set the fine, which will be sufficient to ensure deterrence, which could be based on the level of AdWords revenue generated by European users. Facebook has launched a light version of its Messenger app. The app, aimed at emerging markets such as Kenya and Malaysia, will be available on Android devices and, whilst containing most of the main features of the original Messenger app, will require far less data transfer, making it suitable for markets with slower internet speeds. The launch of the new smaller app comes as Facebook announced that it plans to make their Messenger app completely mobile-centric, removing messaging from the Facebook website altogether. Head of messaging products at Facebook, David Marcus, said that the web messenger feature was a remnant of the past and that the goal of the Messenger app was for it to become a product for everyone, not just people who can afford a higher-end device. A new report by eMarketer has revealed that this year, 60% of all digital video ad spend in America will be executed through programmatic. This represents a huge rise in spend since last year when the programmatic share was under 40% and an even larger increase since 2014 when the share was just 10%. The report also forecasts that by 2018, programmatic advertising will account for around 75% of video ad spend in the country, which eMarketer says is due to mature video ad technology. Also viewed as the reason behind the high growth levels, it's the increasing portion of premium advertising space made available for programmatic ads by publishers. And finally, Facebook has begun tests for a new feature within its Messenger app. Messenger Day allows users to share images, videos, and digital drawings with contacts that will then appear on a timeline for only 24 hours. Working almost exactly in the same way as Snapchat Stories, the release of the feature isn't the first time Facebook has mimicked the Snapchat app following the release of Instagram Stories last month. The Messenger Day tests are currently taking place in Poland before it's expected to be released worldwide if it proves to be successful. And that's it for me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.